welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the final issue of this Lock and Key Crown of Shadows arc. If you'd like to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last five episodes of this Crown of Shadows story, as well as our coverage of Volume 1 and Volume 2, which is episodes 64 through Nice, and episodes 187 through 191.
Look at that, without even looking at the book.
It takes me five times.
So proud of you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so we open up with Nina. She's got a bit of mail from Linda Mayhew.
Yeah.
It says, Willits, summer, don't tape over. She's popping open a bottle of wine. I wonder if Black Crest is a real type of wine.
Well, you keep reading. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Anyway, so the video is like, we were sure you'd want to have this, or the note that came along with the video. You and your children are in my prayers every night, Nina. We miss Rendell so much. And we've got Bodhi walking down the hallway holding his face. She puts in the movie, and then Bodhi had his hand on the wall, and when he moves his hand, there's blood on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that pops up on the video is Rendell with knock knock, and then he says, you're supposed to say who's there. So Bodhi comes in and he's like, Mom, I fell down and hurt myself, and he pulls his hand away and he's
busted
bleeding.
His chin open.
Yeah, pretty good too.
Yeah,
like, with the amount of blood that's on there. And she's like, oh, kiddo. And he says, what are you watching? It's an old video of your dad. Let's try this again, says Rendell from the video. Knock knock, who's there? And Bodhi also says, who's there?
Mm-hmm.
And then Rendell says, Wanda. Wanda who? Wanda see me juggle? I'm really good at it. And they start juggling dishes.
Yep. Also, there's no on the Black Crest winery.
What's that?
No on the Black Crest wine.
I was just curious if that was, something else that the...
I mean, I typed it in and came up nothing, so...
But, Bodhi is infatuated now that his dad could juggle.
Well, one, it's his dad.
Yeah.
Two, it's a knock-knock joke. And three, it's juggling. Like,
yeah. So Bodhi's just like, This is amazing. Can't take his eyes away from it. So she's like, well, how did you end up hurting yourself anyways? He's like, oh, I saw something. And so she walks into the bathroom, and there's a broken stool. Her walking cane is broken.
That was broken in the first volume.
And oh, that's right.
And she had just put it away and didn't do anything.
So he was using the broken end of it.
Yep.
And she finds on top of the medicine cabinet... a key that looks like the Staff of Hermes.
A key. Another goddamn... Okay, fine. One more for the collection.
And he says, I wonder what it does. And she says, what it does? It opens this medicine cabinet. That's what it does. It doesn't make you into a ghost. Doesn't open your head. What it does is magically give us a place to stick some broken shit. End of story.
Yep.
So she puts her broken cane in there, locks the lock.
Yep.
Doesn't think anything of it. We get to the next morning... And Bodhi is trying to juggle oranges.
I don't think it's next morning. I think it's just later on in the night.
Oh, is
it?
Yeah,
because...
you're right, because they're eating dinner.
Yeah.
And so,
grapefruits, not oranges.
Yeah, grapefruits. Yeah.
But yes.
So yeah, it's not even a waste.
Exactly.
That's what threw me off, is because she said we were saving those for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bodhi explains to Tyler he's trying to juggle, and...
Just like that.
Yeah. And Nina's like, tell you what, kid, I can't do it like your dad could, but I can still get four or five things in the air at once.
As she's chugging the rest of her glass of wine.
And she's like, but I do have to have a handle on the basic techniques. So she starts throwing the dishes up and breaks them. And she's trying to explain it while she's doing
this. At least they were the ugly dishes.
Yeah. Not
that
they're
all the same. Like,
yeah.
Again.
And then
whatever.
She's like, I can do this. So she picks up more of them and she breaks more of them. And she's like, fuck. She's like, you know what, Kinsey? Maybe if you actually dried these dishes off before you put them in the rack. And then Bodhi's like, Mom, It's all right. You can show me some other time. Can we have a story? And she's like, not right now, Bodhi. I have a mess to clean up. And she's like, but I'll read you to you.
Well, Kinsey pops
or
in
Kinsey
and saying,
says, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and read you a story. So they go.
You got some Boneville.
Yeah. Goes and gets, you know, the jammies on, all that. And she goes to tell him a story. You know, we get past that. Nina is obviously, again, just.
Well, Kinsey's like, you know, Mom, is there something wrong, you know? Or if there's something wrong, oh, yeah. She's, you know, like, she's trying to be, you know, helpful.
Considering the last time they talked, well, last time we saw them talk, she basically went off on
her. And she's like, well, your dad got shot in the face this summer, and I have apparently forgotten how to juggle. That's what's wrong. And Tyler is like, you know, hey.
Sorry, I'm going to tell Zach I studied with him, be back by 11.
Yeah, fine. That's fine. A little overtired. I'm going to go, or don't be back too late.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she chugs more wine. So while this is going on, you know, Bodhi's in bed. Kinsey is talking to Jackie about Zach.
Yep.
And she's like, yeah, it's so weird. He saw me texting on my phone and acted like it was, you know, this amazing thing that he'd never heard of before. And then she's like, I guess his parents are like the back to nature hippie types or something. They give him
seeds for Christmas and stuff.
And she's like, no, like tomato seeds. I don't think they're that wild.
Besides, why would you want the seeds? Like, you take the seeds out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
not that we know.
Yeah. Because that's things we don't know about. Nope. But she's like, well, you know, I might as well just stick all this broken shit back in this cabinet here that we've already started putting broken shit into.
Yep.
And so she opens it up and the cane is in one piece. And she's like, what the fuck? So she looks at the stool. She stuffs all the broken pieces of the stool in there. Like, she has to actually, like, stuff the door, like, push the door shut to get it to...
Yeah.
And she shuts it, and then it changes sizes.
I love this. And the way that they drew it, the way they drew the panels, is it's an above shot.
Yeah.
And as she's putting in, the cabinet is tall and skinny. And as soon as she closes it and locks it, it...
Shortens
and gets wider and bigger both ways.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, you were thinner a second ago.
Yeah.
And as soon as she opens
like,
it
I didn't
up,
think I had that much to break. But she opens it up and the stool is completely fixed.
Yep.
So she takes all the dishes that she broke, pours them into the cabinet.
It changes again.
It gets tall and skinny, or it goes from tall and skinny again to short and fat again.
No, it goes from short and fat to tall and skinny.
But then it's short and fat when she opens it.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry.
But anyways, all right, so this right here threw me off.
Garbage in, magic out.
Yeah.
That was fun.
No, the this right here, because at first I thought that wine bottle was just sitting on the counter.
Oh, really?
And then I realized that she was juggling them all.
Okay, see, I saw all juggling. Now, yeah, the placement is bad, but yeah, she's juggling it all up in the air.
And then she just lets it all fall.
Doesn't matter, I can fix you later, I can fix everything.
And then that gives her the idea so she goes and gets Rendell's ashes.
After she has more wine.
Yeah, after she
so
has.
So she is completely trashed.
Yeah. And she puts him in there and she closes it. She's like, well, come on, change sizes already. You know, you changed to fit the stool and you changed for the dishes. So you need to get bigger. Why isn't this working?
And you fix everything else, now fix him.
Yeah.
Maybe you need more time, you know, because he's just ash and all this.
And she's like, you know, she's like, all right, I should probably clean up too. I smell.
Yeah.
And she's like, so, you know, she gets in the shower, which, who leaves the fucking shower curtain open like that when, you know, you're going to make a mess all over the floor?
She's drunk.
All right, fair enough.
Like, she's drunk and she's thinking that her husband is going to come back to life.
Yeah.
She is not in the right mindset.
So she puts on some lingerie. And, she walks out of the room and she says, sorry, it took so long. You're back. And so she sees somebody in the bathroom, you know, the back of his head. I mean, looks like Rendell.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's been so hard without you. I never thought I'd go through anything so hard. Oh, God, Rendell, turn around. I want to look you in the face. And Tyler's like, Mom, could you let go of me, please?
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck? And she's like, why aren't you Rendell? You're supposed to be Rendell. And then she's like, don't look at me like that. I'm not crazy. I'm I'm pathetic. And so, like, she's pissed off. She's like, the stupid cabinet should have worked. And she takes her cane and breaks it again. And
She opens up the cabinet, pulls out Rendell's urn, and
drops it. Tyler tries to get it away from her. He's like,
just so they're fumbling it.
And then, they fumble it and it breaks. And she's like, now look what you made me do. And he's like, I'm sorry, it's just your, and then
Kinsey pops in and says,
drunk, go to bed, mom. I know how hard it's been for you losing dad, but we lost him too. And nothing you've been through, even being raped, gives you permission to treat the people who you love like. And then as soon as she said that, Nina slaps her hard across the mouth. And then Kinsey's like, if you ever hit me again, I'll walk out of this house and I'll not come back. I'm not afraid to walk away from you forever. And she's like, go ahead and do it. Find out if I mean it. Because, she's got her hand up in the air again.
This is when Bodhi walks in and he's like, no, everybody stop fighting. Nina goes to try and comfort him. But Kinsey's like, no, I'll put him back to bed.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. You just... she says, move out of my way. And she says, or what? Don't you get it? You've got nothing to threaten me with. Mm-hmm. I'll take care of him. You're not up to it tonight or most nights.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then, Tyler's standing there in the background and he's like, I can't believe you would lay hands on her after everything this family's been through, after Sam beat her unconscious. And he says, and as for the rest of your shit, your moods, your drinking, I can take whatever you can dish out. So can Kinsey. But if you ever put Bodhi through an emotional ringer like this again, so help me.
Nina's like, what? So help you what, Tyler? And he's like, I don't know. Christ, the women in this family are tough. I'd like to be half as tough. I'm just saying, Kinsey can't be his mother. Neither can I. And Nina's like, that's right. He's stuck with me. You all are. And get used to it. Don't give me that pitying look.
And then he's like, well, what do you want? She's like, I want you to grow up and get the hell out of here. And he's like, I really can't wait. I wish graduation was tomorrow, but unfortunately I have to wait 7 more months. He's like, so let's not have too many more of these scenes than like this, okay? I'd like to not completely hate you by then.
Yeah, and she breaks down. This is her sobering moment. Because she breaks down. She's like, I didn't mean it, Tyler. And she's just, we see her in the kitchen, like holding herself. And then the next panel, it's, the herd's gone. It's just the kitchen's still a mess. Everything a mess.
Yeah, so the kids clean up the kitchen. And then...
So we have Kinsey and Bodhi cleaning up the kitchen. And Tyler went to go clean up the bathroom.
And that's when he finds the Omega key in his dad's ashes.
Yeah. I have a question. Yeah. So he would have probably seen that immediately. As soon as he went to the bathroom. Or as soon as he lifted up top of the broken urn. In that time, he just stopped there and stared at it. And Kinsey and Bodhi cleaned up the kitchen in that, like, what, hour?
Maybe he was still,
he was like, probably transfixed.
Yeah.
But it was just like, dude, like, they just cleaned up a whole room and you could barely clean up
some stuff. Yeah, I guess. Maybe that was the last thing.
It
could have been the last thing that he actually messed with because, it was his dad's ashes.
It's probably.
He wanted to take care of everything else was in the bathroom, And then once he got to that part, he was just kind of like...
shocked, but yes,
what do I do?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Omega key. This is what they've been looking for. This is what the Dark Lady has been looking for. This is everything. And I will say that the show did an amazing job covering that scene in the where Nina is, I'm gonna use, she was drunk, and Tyler, who had earlier, if not in that same episode, maybe the episode prior, had gotten Rendell's jacket, or he had the jacket the entire time.
Yeah.
So when you do see him walk through the hall, you think it's Rendell. She thinks it's Rendell because it's the same jacket. They did that one great.
Yeah.
Obviously, the whole her getting drunk again was a problem in the show, but that's a whole other thing. Because she'd already been sober by that point. Whatever. Yeah. I love this story, dude.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've got so many copies of it. And I should have this by next month. I think by the time these episodes hit, they have a giant compendium of all 6 volumes. It's got some awesome artwork on the cover.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
I'll show it to you when it comes in. Because, basically. Yeah.
This is what I leave in front of the door so nobody can get in or out.
Yeah, well, yeah. I got plenty of them I could do that with. Love the story, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they do such a good job with, you know, all the foreshadowing and post-shadowing and...
Shadow-shadowing. So, yeah.
But it's all the subtle things, too, that they have in there that, like, if yes. you don't... That you really don't pick up on the first time through.
Well, and even... Second time through, or third time through. Like, how many times have we read this? And how many times do we get new things? This is my third time through them. Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I borrowed them from you when you first got them. And I read through them. And then when you got the whole collection all together...
You read through them again?
I read through them again. And then...
Then, obviously, you've only been reading the ones when we cover it. Okay. See, and I read them, like I said, once a year. And it's just perfect that we're covering it now. Because I'll just wait till that time to read it. All the way through. So I stopped this read-through. I stopped at the third one. So I got to go through 4, 5, and 6. And then probably throw in the Heaven and Earth and all the other...
Outliers or whatever you want to call them.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to collect all of those in one thing anyway. I mean, by the time this issue comes out or this volume comes out... I'm sorry, this episode comes out. We'll be like 2 weeks away from the brand new series in Pale Battalion. No... Pale Battalion Go? Crap, what's it called?
I don't know.
They've got a new 3-issue miniseries coming out in October, starting in October. And then in January, we'll have the Lock and Key Sandman crossover. And then after that, as far as I know, we'll lead into the new ongoing. I think it's going to be like another... like. Six issue.
Gotcha.
I could be wrong on that one. I don't really remember, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, in Pale Battalions Go. It takes place during World War
II, probably when they set up, I think.
So I'm trying to remember, because it's dealing with one of the. Families we've seen in one of the other, like, offshoots.
Gotcha.
One shots. I can't remember which one. It probably is World War II. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. It's going to be great. And then you can look forward to it when I get it.
Speaking of things like in October and November, are you going to actually, like, start talking about the...
I mean, I've already mentioned it.
Yeah.
But this is the beginning of October.
I guess that's true.
So... We would be like a month away from that.
Which would be a good time to start promoting it.
I guess.
Are we doing it on here or are we doing a separate one for it?
Separate feed? No, it'll be on this feed.
Oh, okay.
So, because I'd rather have it on the same feed and have to start a whole new thing.
Excellent. Well,
I've already got an audience here. Thanks, guys.
In that case, you know what we should do? Not mention it anymore. We should just give these vague...
Tune in a month, hopefully.
To see something else.
Yes.
Here.
But I've already announced it like 4 times.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. You think everybody's paying attention?
Oh, I hope so. Anyway, go ahead and give us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great.
4 stars would be cool, too.
Whatever. I mean, just any review. And then write something down. We'll read it on the show. Shout out to Joe from Wreck My Podcast for our music. I commissioned Cam to the other half of Sex Turtles to commission something for the project that we've named, but we're talking around.
Now we're going to not name it anymore until it happens.
Yeah, that way we've got one song by one half on the main. We got one song by the other half on the other. So I thought that was fun.
I keep forgetting you have tattoos now. So every time your arm, I see it. I'm like, what the fuck's on your arm?
Tattoos! Yeah. I mean, yeah. The mob tattoo.
Yep.
I also want to call out, I know they're probably not listening. If you guys are, ha. It'd be great. Amazing. But I don't think you are. Because I know you. When I put these up on Instagram, I had the mom with the heartbeat and then the Snyder Cut. Both Jordan and Cam from Wreck My Podcast put like the barfing emoji. And I wanted to be like, what, you guys hate my mom? The barfing at the...
Yeah, of course, because it's...
The Snyder Cut stuff, yeah. But... No, those guys are great, though.
I hope it's as good as you hope it's going to be since you've got it on your arm now. for life.
I will show you the trailer when we're done. Yesterday they showed that they had the trailer. I will show you the trailer.
Okay, so they cut all the good stuff out of it and put it in the trailer?
No.
You hope not, anyways.
No, buddy boy, no. Anyway, we can go to redbubble.com if you guys would like to purchase a shirt.
Buy our shirts. They're awesome
pictures on it. Also, what else we got here? We got that. We got the shirts. We got podcaster. Well, we got stickers. Maybe if you guys give us reviews, I'll send you a sticker.
That'd be cool.
Maybe even a book or something. I don't know. We'll see.
I've been slapping those stickers on every cart. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoops.
No, actually, Charlie's got one on his car, though. Nice. Charity's got one on her car.
I didn't know that. You got one on yours.
Yeah, I got one on the truck. I haven't put one on the car yet because I can't remember where I put all the stickers at. But
I've got plenty more. Yeah. I need to get a new order of the new symbol, the new logo. I just haven't. I've got it, like, in the checkout. I just haven't hit go yet. Other than that,
catch us at your local Comic-Cons whenever they happen
Indie Comic-Con, whenever that happens again. So I guess
that's it for today.
All right, thanks guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.